This is kind of a quiet poem, at least I think so. I've never read it in public before. Its situation is river travel. We traveled on these small boats. The biggest one, I think, was about 16 feet long. They have these square bows. So you spend like days looking at everything across this bow, and you'll see that image come up in the poem. But what this poem is really about is not just describing river travel and, you know, what it's like to pass through other people's lives in that particular way, but it's focused on the kind of what I call the epistemology of war. You tend to think of decisions in the middle of a war as being all, either tactical or strategic for survival, or success in the battle, or ethical, moral decisions. But before any of that can happen, there has to be some knowledge of what's true and what isn't, what's really happening and what isn't, which is often the hardest thing to determine when you're in the middle of it, particularly in a guerrilla war. So my husband would be on these boats, which were heavily armored and heavily armed and everything, but kind of sitting ducks for fire from the bank, so they could be ambushed easily. Also, sometimes people would try to draw their fire, their artillery, into a village or something by shooting at them and trying to get them to shoot back. And so as an officer, one of his responsibilities was to decide like that, you know, do we shoot back or not? If you're wrong either way, you know, somebody dies. So he talked about that kind of thing a lot and how impossible it is to be sure. And in most cases, you never even find out whether you're right or not. Sometimes you do. I mean, when you're on a boat and you keep going, you may not know. So the imagery here that's repeated is smoke on the riverbank, which we saw and I took pictures of, but that also was something he talked about seeing. And is it a woodcutter, is it a cook fire, or is it smoke from someone who's shooting at you, you know, from the weapons? At the beginning of the poem, though, to get into that image, it starts with a metaphoric image. Well, something I really saw, but in terms of this smoke, on the grounds of the Temple of Literature in Hanoi, which was the old Confucian University there, there was a path that I assumed was a path for meditation. It was a totally straight brick path that suddenly just went like that for no reason in the middle of a lawn, just swerved in the middle of the lawn. So that swerve is what begins the poem, moving you into the idea of seeing a plume of smoke that swerves, and you're trying to read what that means. The other thing in here that you need to know just in terms of reference are these terms spirit house and spirit boat. These are fairly crude approximations that Westerners pick up. The spirit house is the small boat, a small house where an altar-like arrangement is laid out to honor ancestors, and there are often candles or nowadays electric lights in them. And a spirit boat is, again, I'm sure, crude translation, but a small boat that's crafted out of bamboo or anything that floats, really, and at the end of festivities of Tet of the New Year, it's sent down river, and it's supposed to take all the bad luck and bad fortune of the past year with it. And we were there right at the end of Tet, when I was there with him, and so we would see these little boats, you know, in amongst the trash or something, or once in a while you'd realize there was a little boat going by.